Politicians in the Milwaukee area crafted their budgets with an eye on elections as far away as 2006. Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker has been hinting he wants to run for governor next time around, and Walker led a freeze this fall in the county's property tax levy. But critics accuse Walker of leaving some time bombs in the budget that could explode after Walker's local re-election bid in a few months. In the city of Milwaukee, aldermen facing spring elections restored some service cuts that departing Mayor John Norquist wanted. But the city may also face more budget woes by the middle of next year. And suburban Milwaukee school officials ignored election 2004-minded GOP state lawmakers and, on average, pushed through the largest school tax levy increases in about a decade.
This is Mike Simonson in Superior. Superior's new budget includes no tax increase. Mayor Dave Ross says they've eliminated one snowplowing crew, cut employees by 3%, and will have fewer free skating and music in the park programs. But he says neighborhoods are picking up the slack. Ashland will also have no tax increase. Mayor Fred Schnook says that's in spite of state legislators who considered forcing tax freezes on local governments.
We're local representatives. We represent the local communities. I mean, who's John Gard and these other folks to determine what taxes should be in the city of Ashland? City Council passed a resolution to that effect, but now that puts us in a position of having to put our money where our mouth is.
Schnook says there'll be less snow plowing overtime and park maintenance, but he too hopes to pick up some of the slack with the help of local groups.
I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay. The bookmobile will still make the rounds in Brown County. It was one service slated for cuts by County Executive Carol Kelso, but it was included in the budget passed last month by the full county board. Kelso also proposed cutting off county money for the AIDS Resource Center and a teen pregnancy program, but those programs were preserved, along with others provided by the Human Services Department. Eventually, the board passed a $67.5 million budget that increased spending but staved off property tax increases. Likewise, the city of Green Bay's budget keeps the lid on property taxes, but there won't be any decorative lighting on downtown bridges. The city council passed the budget last month. Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt had initially proposed closing one of the city's fire stations. That was eventually negotiated down to closing one ladder truck. The mayor also suggested reassigning two community policing officers. However, those cuts were unpopular with the public. Ultimately, fire and police budgets were relatively unscathed. The city council's budget wound up making cuts in the public works and parks departments.
Officials in La Crosse are taking credit for lowering the property tax rate during a tough budget year. Still, most property taxpayers will be asked to pay more when their tax bills arrive in the next couple of weeks. That's because their property values have increased about 10%. Governmental bodies are spending more next year, but were able to lower tax rates 6% because property values are up. Still, government is cutting back. For instance, the city of La Crosse is closing a swimming pool and holding the line on hiring. The school district is already planning for programmatic cuts in what's expected to be an even tougher budget year next year. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.